Hello and welcome to Stargate Oversight. Season 2 is here. I don't actually have a party. Whatever, it'll do. There is a as. Look, we ran for ages. We decided to torture Ryan by teaching about things that normal man who has not been poisoned by the internet was not meant to know. So head on over to our Patreon for an extended cut of this where we discuss such concept as Liz Holmes, the Quadro Tracker, and fan favorite content, Grover. But, you know, you're not missing much. Regular episodes up next. Please enjoy. Bye.
My, here come the fuzz.
It's not much to talk about. It's just a good episode.
I mean, I tend to probably give more notes than I need to.
Yeah. But like, the average episode is about, like, a long 3 to 4 pages. 5 if I've got lots of bits and stuff to talk about.
5 is kind of just a standard for me, just because I'm mostly just reminding myself what happens.
That's fair. I do a lot longer sentences. It's like,
I tend to make small notes, and that sort of just fills up with those.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So, welcome back to... I'm still playing on my keys.
Yeah, please do. I can't edit that out, you fuck.
Welcome back to Stargate Oversight, everybody.
Season 2!
Hope you all enjoyed Bonus Month, but we're now back for the second, technically, episode of Season 2.
It's the first. Ryan has shaved his hair. He's becoming Action Ryan.
Yeah, that's right. You were training to fight Uwe Boll, right?
Hello, I have come back from my military boot camp. I am now on Action Ryan. I've missed... that's what...
He trained for 6 months to fight Uwe Boll.
I'm the member of the podcast who agreed to the fist fight.
Hey, remember what happened to the last guy who boxed Uwe Boll?
He killed himself, didn't he?
That's what happened.
I mean, yes, technically him dying was years apart and unrelated to him boxing a big bowl, but you kind of ruined it there, Ho.
Yeah, low.
I mean, the other thing.
Yes,
the other
but
thing Uwe
Boll
is
also
I'm
a professional
not, like,
boxer.
A tiny little internet nerd.
Yeah, he is.
Like, I could probably throw a decent punch.
That's close enough.
Well, I don't give a shit.
He's not a professional boxer, he's an amateur boxer. There's a difference.
There you go. Yeah, for season 2, I, filling the role of Samantha Carter here, have become an even bigger lesbian.
And I'm also just going to bring a stick.
Incredible.
I have 3 girlfriends now.
How is that possible? Anyway, yeah, that doesn't make you a bigger lesbian. That just makes you
How
a greedier.
How has our fearless leader improved for season 2?
Right. sorry.
How
your fearless leader?
Yeah, how has Arcticia Frosty O'Neill.
Why am I O'Neill?
Yeah, you're Action. Yeah, Ryan is Action Jackson.
Oh God, I'm Action Ryan.
We have joked that Carter is a lesbian. And Frosty, what is your cook? And Frosty's our famous leader. She helms the pod, having stolen that role from me.
I helm it. Do I?
You stole the... Yes, you have been doing most of the helming recently, and I willingly let you give that spot so I can be the tangent moron.
Yeah, it's because you're submissive, that's why.
General Frosty.
Well, I have to say that I kind of think that we should do things in a very calm and measured way. Yeah. I think that we should be very calm and measured, especially with how we handle transgender people in the military. No, that's not true. That's not true. The U.S. military would never do that.
No.
The U.S. military is like, transgender people? Ho-ho! Come on in! We want more people to die for us.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, the army were angry at Trump's, like, trans ban.
Yeah. How are we meant to get all these people working for Lockheed Martin if we ban being transgender and wearing cat ears and thigh highs?
Exactly. They're like, no, we need them. We need autistic trans people. They're the backbone of the US military.
Missile knows where it is because Missile was programmed by a trans girl wearing cat ears.
And that's why Britain is such the shambles that it is right now.
Hey,
it refuses to understand the strategic autistic cat trans girl gap that we have with the United States.
Well, I must say, I disagree with Prime Minister Sunak, and I call on him to go further. I call on him to recognize that there is a cat girl gap and act sensibly and rationally to restore the balance of transgender cat girls in our military.
No, he would never say that.
No, he fucking wouldn't. I know, and I can't do Starmer.
He would suggest that the government goes even further and perhaps suggest also rounding up the trans people and putting them in the camps.
This is comedy. We are not libeling the leader of the opposition, though we do.
I fucking am. Fuck you, Keir Starmer. Fuck you. Stop being a weaselly little both sides coward who, like, makes a little tiny speech about how we're here and we're listening to you trans people on like Trans Day of Visibility. Then the very next day goes back to fucking dog whistling saying we need to kill the trans people.
Listen, I'm not... Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm just doing the let us not get libeled bit.
She's really...
Like, fuck you! Fuck you!
I agree
with
you.
Fuck him! He's in office!
I think he needs to do something about Rosie Duffield.
He's in public office... He's in public office, yeah, so I can say what the fuck I want about him, because they haven't taken that right away.
Yet. Oh, okay. Fuck you in that case. Oh, cool. Eat shit, you treasonous Tory motherfucker. Stop ruining the Labour Party.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
So, anyway, Stargate Oversight is a podcast about the television series Stargate SG-1.
Yeah.
I am your host, General Arctisha Frost Hammond. And my pronouns are she and her.
Hi. Oh, no, after you, Daniel Jackson.
I am Ryan Action Jackson. Why does that work actually
works?
I kind of like
Yeah, we're
sound.
Having the rare moment where we have a...
I am the person who is here because... AMAB trans today.
Man now who's just doing it just to change his name. You don't have to go that far. You don't have to go that far, Ryan. You can just change your name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taking testosterone to become even more of a man.
And
this is easier.
Ryan's just taking extra testosterone. It's fine. So that's where the action powers
how
come
that works.
From.
I'm
when
gonna...
a man overdoses on testosterone, he becomes an action man.
Yeah, the first hell. Cis man to become also a simultaneously a trans man.
Hi, my name is Hope Lesbian Carter. I'm a captain in the US Air Force. My pronouns are she and it. And I am putting on the cat ears that I have been assigned by my superior officer, and I'm programming a Stinger missile right now.
Yeah, you need to use the Stinger missile launcher, because that's the only way that we can rescue the president from the room with all the electricity on the floor.
Damn, yes. And by rescue the president, you mean blow him to pieces, that motherfucker. Yeah, no, we need to rescue Ron DeSantis, and by rescue Ron DeSantis, I mean...
I wasn't aware Ron DeSantis was the current president of the United States.
No, I'm just veering off to say, listen...
Whoa.
Oh, that's an actionable threat. Fuck.
That's an actionable threat of violence. We can't say that. Let the record.
I mean, yeah,
let the record that's... show that that my co-host Hope has a bit of like a speech disorder, and when what you thought you heard her say, she actually said kiss.
No. I would like to wish Ron DeSantis a very nice time.
Yeah. Listen, we've seen. We've seen those clips before his wife made him do acting classes of him when he used to, in her words, act fruity.
Oh God, is that serious?
Yes.
Yeah, that's serious. His wife made him take acting classes before he went further into public office because he said he acted too fruity.
Much like Thatcher. And much like Thatcher, trans people outlive him and piss on his grave.
Oh god, the fucking... I'm sorry, just take acting classes, honey. Why? You act too fruity. Like, oh god, that's
you're
so...
too gay for like... public office in America.
Oh yeah, if he's too gay to be a Republican, explain our boy George Santos.
Don't worry about it.
Honestly, I agree with the take of a certain other podcast, and let our boy Santos cook.
Let him cook.
Let him steal money from Republican voters.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
To buy shit clothing.
Woohoo. Buy pillows from the My Pillow guy.
Oh, isn't it like the really shit quality pillows as well?
Yes. Like the My Pillow guy, and the money just goes back into the Republican Party, so it's a never ending feedback loop.
That was all somehow relevant to the episode of Stargate that we watched,
yes, it
right?
Was.
Sure.
Well, the episode is called In the Line of Duty, and I feel it's our duty to talk about these things, question mark? I don't know. I'm bullshitting it. Whatever. Stargate.
I mean, I do want to talk about the episode title. I have like my notes are later,
yeah, okay,
but I want to talk about the episode, right? What does In the Line of Duty imply?
It's like a BBC program about like police corruption.
In my head, it's something that happens while you know you're doing your duty and you're in line of duty. America.
It's like a knockoff series of the popular Activision Call of Duty franchise.
Well, you're not wrong, but you're also missing the point. The phrase "in the line of duty" often refers to death, serious death, or serious injury. Like mm-hmm. for someone to have been injured in the something to have happened in the line of duty, it normally comes with something really negative.
Like, yeah, they're normally soldier-involved killers.
Yes, they're normally getting a medal for it. Like, here's your Purple Heart for injury sustained in the line of duty. Here is your free therapy for killing three children in the line of duty. Three innocent children.
Hoorah, hoorah!
They were in the wrong place at the right time. I mean, what?
They were in the right place to kill some children and to brag about it and get a medal for it.
But that's why I said wrong place at the right
time. You know your like injury medal you get?
Yes.
Do you only get that like once?
I believe you can get multiple Purple Hearts.
Oh, cool. Because like SG-1 must have like 20 at this point.
They're not technically...
They're about to prestige on
prestige
their Purple Heart medals.
Purple Heart.
Wow, I've never heard of this concept and I hate it.
You just hear the fucking music like bum, 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 bum.
You prestige your Purple Heart and you get an AC-130.
Nice. Well, Halloween, just like... Well, that's kind of a bad deal. You go through all of that time of prestiging and you just get like one... Like kill strike?
No, you get
an AC-130. You get an AC-130.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna use it whenever you want.
Yeah, the military literally give you an AC-130 and go, here is the keys, it's slightly used, try not to break it. You're on timeshare with the other guy who prestiged. And you look over and you see your hotshot rival Iceman who you want to have gay sex with. And you realize you will probably end up shagging in the AC-130 and turning into a shag boat.
Iceman, but you're like an F-16 pilot. What are you doing here?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, he also got a Purple Heart for his plane got shot once and he felt very bad. Also, he got tummy hurt one time.
Tummy hurt, so Purple Heart. Got it.
Yeah, tummy hurt gives you a Purple Heart. Ryan, how many Purple Hearts would you like?
Fucking like 50. I would have like so many AC-130s.
But back to my point. In the line of duty, normally implies death or serious injury, and with that like hook hanging over the episode, it's interesting to think about it, considering where the episode is going to go for a bit of it before.
So yes, we have our episode. It opens up with a place that we have not seen before. And it is...
And we will never see again.
Yes, because it is immediately being fucking annihilated by the Gwold CGI ships.
Yes. For the first time, the US Air Force is taking, rather than giving, fire on undefended civilians. Yeah. But yeah, they're evacuating villages from a lake while they're being bombed. Very badly, though, like, to steal a weapon from later. Gould weapons are weapons of tyranny, not of death. Like, if the Air Force were in charge of this, there'd just be a few drones loitering and dropping bombs. Way more effective.
There'd also be a few drones so far away from the fucking thing where they're firing at.
And
see, if Obama had been president during this Gould attack, they'd completely all be obliterated by drone strike by now.
It would literally just be like Jack O'Neill in his house with like a fucking joystick, just going, yeah, it's pretty fun actually.
But President Obama, these are friendlies to us. Why are we drone striking the friendlies?
Funny, isn't it?
Yeah. That's funny.
Listen, Hammond. I was on the Something Awful forums earlier, and Grover told me that actually there are no such thing as innocent civilians in war.
I mean,
think about it. There's the guy in the factory. There's the guy restocking the military vending machine.
Yeah, he's delivering snacky.
For the terrorists. Yeah,
he's delivering
snacky cakes.
Primitive evil snacky cakes.
That's an enemy combatant,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because I, Grover, am a military target. And I hold the rank equivalent to a lieutenant.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, right, back to the beach. The Air Force are being bombed, and Carter goes back to give a guy medical assistance. But
yeah, she gives him a little kissy kiss.
Yeah, and we hear a noise that I would describe as Gould.mp3.
Yes. No, I'd say Gould.wav. It's more of a wav, I think.
Yeah, it's all right, Gould.wav, whatever. But yeah.
It's more like a lossless file to me.
Gould.flag, then. Shall we cease our negotiation and carry on with the podcast, despite the fact that I have led the tangent?
No, I think it's more of an Og of Orbis file.
Og of Orbis, man. I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Hope is disconnected from the call.
So she tries to resuscitate this guy. She won't leave without him.
God damn it, man. I won't leave without you.
Anyway, she leaves without
him. Yeah, because the guy fucking dies.
Yep.
After he does some weird glowy stuff, which don't worry about it.
Yeah, nothing happened. Don't worry about it.
And everyone's like, hey, Carter, you alright? Yep, I'm fine. Let's get these refugees through the game.
I am so fine. I am better than fine.
Woo! I'm A-OK.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, we get our opening titles. Which I will comment on this just for a second, not like a big point, but I was actually surprised to see it's still the same one from season one.
They haven't updated them yet. They will soon.
Yeah, okay. Because yeah, I would have thought they'd put some new stuff in that now, but
not yet. I think they're waiting a couple episodes, though.
Yeah, so they get. Okay, so they get more like more food stuff.
Yes, but also annoyingly, after this episode, we're about to enter a run of about three or four bad episodes. Yeah.
At least in like the first season, the kind of bad episodes were scattered a little bit.
Yeah, no,
but
this one
like,
they're really.
We're a gauntlet.
Yeah, we're about to run a gauntlet of three not-so-good episodes after this, I'm afraid.
Okay, at least this one's good, though.
Yes. This one is excellent. Like, this is, like, a solid second episode of the second season to make you want to keep watching.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, after the opening titles, we learn that these people were called the Nazians.
Yeah.
And they were a...
Peaceful.
Seemingly... Quite peaceful, not very technologically developed, sort of medieval kind of civilization.
They were a group of dudes just hanging out.
Yeah. And they were like, sure, you can build a suspicious research station in our home. We don't know what that means.
We're not going to pay any attention to any of the screams we hear.
It's called a suspicious research station.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to suspicious research station, Nausicaa, twinned with Guantanamo Bay in Cuba.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the idea of being twinned. Like, it's like a small like town that's like twinned with like like a town in China or something.
Yeah. Yeah, Guantanamo Bay, twinned with Xinjiang Uyghur province.
The whole province?
No, the town of Xinjiang in the Uyghur province.
Okay.
Yeah, I swear to God, if there's an actual town...
It's twinned with Xinjiang. It's twinned with Xinjiang in...
Yes.
In, yeah, which is, as of course, as we know, it's in...
a lovely place.
East Turkestan, as we know.
Yeah. It's in a lovely place. There's nothing weird going on.
Yeah. It's in an independent country called East Turkestan.
Yeah. Nothing weird is going on. Don't worry about it. Let my family go. Please let my family go.
Well, they're not letting your family go. I mean, I'm advocating the East Turkestan independence movement. They're not. Your family's dead. I'm sorry, Ho.
No! My family died in the East. My family dies for East Turkestan. At least I'll get citizenship there. It'll probably be better than my UK citizenship in a few years.
So yeah, but they're like, why would the ghouls attack these people? It seems kind of weird.
Maybe they just wanted to do it for kicks, you know? Because they felt like it.
Yeah, maybe they've got a weird fetish thing.
Yeah, someone wanted to do it for the murder vibes. Love a murder
vibe. And then Kara's like, yeah, but maybe you're just a Jafar though and you wouldn't know. Huh? Maybe we're just a piece of shit, huh? Maybe you're like just basically a slave, huh? Piece of shit. Fuck you. And it was like, Carter, calm down.
Carter.
What's wrong with you? You're acting kind of sus.
Don't worry about it. I just need to slip on away, maybe into a nice vent or somewhere, you know. I just need to vent off my chest, you know? Maybe
No, you don't, Missy. You've got to go to the med bay.
Ah, yes, of course, the med bay. Why would I skip out and go to the med bay? That would be incredibly unprofessional of me. I will be going to the med bay now.
That's where your girlfriend is.
Yeah, I will go and see my girlfriend. Yeah, and we will have hot lesbian sex in the med bay while all the other patients are dying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's called feminism, everyone. If you don't like, you can fuck off.
All right. Guess I should leave the podcast now.
Sorry, Ryan.
To continue on this podcast, you will need to take this estrogen. You can keep your beard, though.
To be fair, all I said was if you don't like it, you can fuck off. So as long as Ryan is going to be compliant and a good boy, he's fine.
Yeah, you can fuck off for saying that. Like, don't you dare try and call me.
As long as you put this collar on. And you let us call you a good boy.
Listen.
Fuck off.
We have a
prince. You do not get that from me.
Ryan. We have a Prince Sidon outfit ready for you to get into.
You can go
the
to
the women
fucking
will find
hell,
you desirable.
You absolute assholes. I will murder you all.
Okay, what about these red cat ears and this kind of fuck boy outfit with a big thing on the back that says, I am the Warrior of Light's bestie?
Do what you want. I'm not joining you.
Oh, yeah. Women love Grahati. Fair enough.
Yeah,
I am afraid.
I am afraid
you will be quite feminized by the time your friends arrive.
I am like the least feminine. I am so not feminine.
The Empire just blasting. Emperor just blasting Luke with pink lightning.
Is the fucking what's it called? Death Star just fucking estrogen cannon.
Yes.
Is that all it is?
I'm afraid you'll find. This Death Star is quite operational. With one push of this button, all your friends will become horny lesbians.
Apparently there's a fucking, like, weird, like, extended universe story about the dude who pulled the lever on, like, the Death Star beam.
Mm-hmm.
Who apparently gets, like, huge PTSD because he didn't realize his job was the blow-up planet job.
I don't know about that.
All he was told... Yeah, the story is, like, all he was told is your job is to pull this lever when we tell you to.
Yeah, because why would they tell him?
See, I didn't know about that guy. I know about the story of the guy who made the Death Star, and he was like, hey, can I quit? And the Emperor was like, yes, you can quit. Your life! And the Emperor killed him, cloned him, and brought him back to life with all his memories. And every time...
Why would you do that? He's just going to be like, yo, can I quit again? Don't just kill me again.
No,
fuck you. You've already established that you're going to just kill
his
me.
His attitude was,
so I'm like,
hey,
I have no...
Well, that was the whole thing. The idea was, well, death sucks. Would you like to die again? Maybe if you build it right, I'll let you die for good if you build it right. Otherwise,
so wait,
I will
hold on a second.
Keep cloning you.
So wait, hold on a second. You're saying that you won't kill me Unless I build this for you, right?
Yes.
No, he's saying he'll kill you again and again and again, but bring you back again and again and again.
Yes. You will have to suffer the pain of dying without a true relief, and you will remember dying and how much
Buddy, let me tell you, that seems like more of an effort for, like, you?
All I gotta do is stand here and die.
All I gotta do is stand here and die. You're the one who's gotta keep killing me and cloning me. Like, I don't know, this seems like more effort on your behalf.
I feel like you're underselling the pain of death.
Yeah, the pain of the Emperor torturing you to death in the most horrible way possible. And also, he would do it in a different way every time.
I don't know, I think you just get used to that.
No.
You'd be like, all right, bring it on!
Pouring flesh-eating beetles into this ear and letting them eat their way out of his brain.
I've had worse.
What have you had? Tell me, now, go.
Yeah, I've had to watch the Far Cry movie.
Okay, understandable. So yeah, he has to make like a mini Death Star for the huts, and it fucks up, it explodes, and the rebels brackets now the New Republic catch him. He's like, "Oh, you're gonna send this me to death? Thank fuck! Please do it right and let me fucking die. I hate my life. Stop making me design doomsday weapons, please. I just wanted to jack off." And then they kill him, and he's gone. And that was the extended universe tale of a man who really hated his job. back to Stargate, please.
So yeah, Stargate. So we're at Hot Girl Girlfriend now, and Fraser is like, "Hey, open up. I need to, you know, do a usual medical exam.
Yeah, I need to make sure you're practicing your strap training."
Nope. What's this weird abrasion on your throat? It's probably nothing I want.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It is nice that they're actually doing, like, Gould checks. Like, no obvious incision marks, no sign of something having gotten into you, you know? They are learning.
I mean, they're not fucking learning. Cause it's like, is there any signs of injury? Yes. But we're going to ignore it.
We don't think the Gould can go in through the back of the mouth. It's probably fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've decided that Gould can only go in from this direction. Why?
We have no evidence of this, but sure.
We've only ever seen it happen that way.
Well, you see, we had the troops with a movie night, and we were watching Alien and Aliens, and we're pretty sure it worked like that, so...
Yeah.
If it worked in Aliens, it works for me.
Hey, can I go? Yeah, so... I want to go on the mission tomorrow. Let me go. Can I go? Please, let me go on the mission.
Yeah, why would I not let you go? But before you go on your mission, you better go and see our fucking lesbian daughter. Yeah. That's the two of them, a lesbian couple, and have a daughter. It's not that the daughter is a lesbian, by the way.
Yes, I remember this being canon, definitely.
Mm. So yeah, and she's like, if I have to.
Yeah, I know. I will go and see my daughter. I love my daughter. Everything's fine. Fine. Yeah, I'll go and visit Cassandra. Can we skip the plot ahead to the next day, please?
Yeah. So they're at the hospital. They're at the they've sent a bunch of the Nazians to a U.S. Air Force hospital.
Perfectly normal place. Nothing bad is going to happen to them.
Yeah, there's a horribly burned up guy wearing bandages. The doctors are all like, "Huh, this guy should be dead."
Oh well, you know, it's probably nothing.
Let's just leave him so he can suspiciously glow after we leave.
Yeah, hey Sam, good to see you. How's your life? Can we make out later? You ready to move the plot along?
Yes. Me, Samantha Carter, human Samantha Carter. That is me. Yes. Hello.
I'm ready to move the plot along. Let's leave the room so we miss what happens next. Because the plot moves along when they leave the room as the guy glows.
Yes. They go into Fraser's office, who just has an office here as well, apparently.
It's a doctor's office. She's commandeered it. They steal everyone. You steal your own offices when you want it.
It's a hot desk.
Yeah, basically.
It's a hot desk hospital.
Yeah. Also, the
ball... Yeah, they hot desk. They hot desk the surgical theaters as well.
Mm. well,
yeah, just put it down anywhere you want.
I mean, what they've also done is the ball pit and other play items for the children's entertainment. They have all been loaned to Dashcon, so Cassandra is just in the corner painting.
Yeah, she's doing a little finger painting.
Mm.
And she's like, ah, yes, art, human art.
How adorable.
Let's hug, little girl, because I am Samantha Carter.
Yeah.
And then the girl freaks out and goes, you ain't fucking Samantha Carter. I have magic powers.
Yeah, and then...
You ain't Samantha Carter, I got magic powers.
Powers. Yeah, and then, of course, her eyes glow.
Oh, no. Sam is possessed? This is a question mark. Oh, don't worry about it.
But yeah. Meanwhile, you know, Hammond and Jack are like discussing what they've got to do with the Nazians. When suddenly he gets a call from the hospital, being like, "Hey, some fucked up shit has happened. You gotta get down here."
Yeah.
Hey, so fucked up.
Cassandra wants to speak to someone, and only wants to speak to you. And she is about to plunge the vibes of this episode off a fucking cliff.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh," and Jack arrives to see. And Frasier sort of shows him in. He's like, okay, she won't open the door unless you, like... So he says, hey, it's me, it's Jack, let me in. And she lets him in, and he's like, hey, kid, remember when I tried to nuke you?
Yeah. Remember when I thought you were a bomb and I was going to lock you in a bomb shelter?
Yeah. And then immediately she's like, hey, what's wrong? Carter said she'd kill me. Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'm sure she didn't mean to say anything like that. No, no, she literally said the words, she is going to kill me. She's a ghoul.
Yeah, I will kill you if you tell anyone, which rancid vibes off a cliff.
Yeah.
Shout out to enemy of the pod, Harvey Weinstein.
I just love how, like, how she has to, like, absolutely spell it out to Jack. She's like, she said she's going to kill me if I talk. No, she didn't say that. She says she's gonna kill me if talk. No, don't be stupid, Cassandra. She's a fucking ghoul!
Oh my god, what?
What? Yeah, this kid is like, for fuck's sake, Jack, you're such a dumbass. It's like, I'm sorry. Make Cassandra a permanent member of SG-1. She has more brain cells than any fucking member combined.
Yeah, nothing suspicious. Nothing's there is suspicious shit going on, Jack. What are you on about?
Put her in the team.
Yeah, we're recruiting your child. Why?
She's smarter.
Because she's smarter than all of our soldiers. So yeah, we're now back at the base, and Carter's being all yelly and weird.
Yeah. Hey, can we go? Can we go? Can we go? Please, I want to go.
Can we fucking go already?
I want to go.
And then, sort of like, of course, you know, Daniel and like Tiago, like women, right?
Yeah.
What a woman!
and then wants to go. Yeah, and then like, they're like going to the gate room. They're like, huh? Where's Jack? He shouldn't be. He should be here. Where is he? And then Jack just immediately bursts in and is like, motherfucker! That motherfucker is a ghoul.
Killer now.
Runs up to her and just like gets out one of those like comically large giant syringes and like injects her with a whole bunch of sedative.
Yeah,
doesn't fucking work.
Hey, Sam, does this rag smell like chloroform? Oh, it does. But
yeah, yes it does.
Huh, wait, why are you not that cold?
Yeah, she's like, I will fucking kill all of you. I will fucking kill all of you.
I have a gun. Why have you taken my gun? Fuck you. I have a grenade.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and one of the troops has the fucking Trank M16 again.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, the Trank M16. The Trank M16s do show up again. They're like, all right.
Bonk. Which again doesn't work. And they're like, okay, they have like a standoff where they're like, let me go or I'll kill you. We're not gonna let you go. Let me go or I'll kill you. well, fuck you. I'm going to take your grenade off you now. And as Jack goes to take the grenade off her, the sedative conveniently kicks in at that moment.
Yep.
Yes, this is a special kind of sedative that works only when the plot requires it to.
Yeah, it's the plot required sedative, but yeah, turns out because Cassandra was doped full of magic shit by Nerti, she's got Naquita. Then there's like the leftover Naquita. Like, yeah, apparently if someone puts a bomb in you and you survive the bomb being in you, you can detect.
You
aliens.
Can now. You yeah no yeah once. Yeah, you can now detect, like, the Oklahoma City bomber after.
Yeah, Naked Snake is sitting here like, oh, if only Paz survived, she could be so useful on the base, she could replace all
of
the
aliens. Cassandra, like, received, like, a bomb in the post, and now she can sense the Unabomber.
This is the We Are Angry at America for Being Absolutely Fucked Up episode.
I also feel like this is the episode where Ryan is just the most like, this happened last week, okay, good to know.
Yeah.
This is...
Okay.
This is just the most Ryan is here for the ride. It'd be like if we started telling him about the cult of Colin the Caterpillar.
Let's not. No, let's that not. Let's get back on track. Let's get back on track.
Yes, this is a good episode. We should be giving it its due. Instead, we probably spent about 10, 15 minutes talking about it and 40 minutes talking bullshit. The norm, really.
Yeah. That's generous.
Yeah, so... So it's time for the discussion hour.
How did it get in? What happened? How is Sam infected?
Yeah, I mean, how did it happen? I mean...
Stop playing with the keys.
Well, sorry! How did it happen? We have no idea. All we saw was there was a strange abrasion on her throat. Huh, well, nothing could have happened with her mouth except... Oh, fuck.
She gave him a mouth to mouth. Oh.
And they're like, whoa, what if the whole thing was a trap? We gotta interrogate her.
Yeah, what if something was going on?
Well, let's just hope there are no other ghouls here.
Yeah, let's hope that she hasn't already planted a bomb. How do we get it out of Sam? Don't know. We'll find a way. It may not have worked on Kowalski, but it'll work on Sam because she's actually a main character. Also, don't tell the NID because shut up.
Yeah. And let's also hope that there are no other ghouls loose.
Yeah, nobody else is involved in this. Everything
immediate jump onto hospital, the doctor doing a test on one of the patients in bandages. He gets up, fucking chokes him.
Yeah, I believe you had a name for this guy.
Yes, not knowing how accurate this term was already at the time, I called this man Gord 47.
Good work, 47. Now make your way to an exit.
Yeah, little did I know I was correct by calling him that.
You were so correct.
So, yeah. Meanwhile, while this is going on, Daniel's popped into the hospital to visit one of the patients.
Hey, so you know your husband, right?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, right. He's just been friendly.
He just sort of pops in the room, has a little chat with her, and then we cut.
Hi, I'm Daniel. Yeah, Earth's great, isn't it? You're not staying. Sorry. don't worry about it. Anyway, recognize
this
first dish?
We gotta have... Yeah. Not yet. No, first we gotta have a scene where Jack's hiding in the closet.
Yeah? Jack has gone back in the closet, he's lost his confidence, he's listening to... No, I'm not gonna... I was gonna joke he was listening to Andrew Tate to get his mojo back, but that's just like, no. Jack is like trying to work out what to listen to get his mojo back. He's tried Andrew Tate, that's just depressed him, made him realize how horrible men are.
No, he's just sitting there listening to Joe Rogan.
He's listening to the Joe Rogan show. This is depressing him even more.
Yeah, suddenly, like, Tialk, like, opens up the door and finds him in there. He's like, Tialk, I thought you were sweeping the base. And he's like, yeah, Jack, why do you think I just opened this cupboard?
Yeah, why are you hiding in the cupboard? Jack, you have no company but the brooms and the moths, and the moths don't want to talk to you.
But yeah, Tialka's like trying to do his best and sit down next to him and be like, so buddy,
you got this.
How you doing? He's trying his best and he's like, all right, listen up here. I've got a secret for you. What you should do is you should call the world a piece of shit, and then it will get really mad, and then it will try and then it will reveal all of its plans to impress you.
Yeah, it like the Gould have a big ego, like so big to the point they will literally like brag about their battle plans in front of their enemy.
Yeah, it's like, remember, she is not your friend, she is the enemy.
Directly contradicting one episode ago where Skara was literally like, ah, fuck you, Chlorel. I hate your guts. I'm here to make your life a misery.
No, sorry. Sorry, but actually, Samantha is weaker than this child.
Oh, because she is a woman?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so, yeah, they go. They goes to the prison. Carter's in gay baby jail.
They have upgraded the prison from Daniel Jackson's security closet to it has laser beams now.
Yeah, and he's like, so, fucked up, didn't you? Huh? Fucked up, didn't you? Piece of shit, aren't you?
How did you think you'd get away with this?
And she's like, no, I'm... And then the other school is like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not going to fall for this.
Yeah, fuck you. Leave me alone.
And Jack just gives up immediately, yeah. Which is the funny thing. It's like, no. Yeah, just gets one, like, no. And then he's like, fuck!
No.
Let me go.
The worst interrogator ever. Yes, Jack performs worst interrogation, is asked to leave Cheyenne Mountain Base.
Jack wishing he'd done a stint at Guantanamo instead of doing that illegal action over Iran.
Yep. Wah-wah.
But yeah, we cut back to Daniel Jackson, who is talking with the lady. Yes. And it's like, so my husband was possessed. That's bad.
Well, she doesn't know that he was possessed.
Well, no, that's what... I mean, that's the...
Yeah.
That's bad.
Well, he's like, hey, do you know this man? Yes, this is my husband.
Yeah, we were together for years. He was completely normal. With Scar one day. But, you know, normal dude. He's vibing. Don't worry about it.
But you mean he wasn't acting weird?
No.
Just sort of sitting there?
Yep.
Oh. That's weird.
Yeah, he was, like, totally normal.
Yeah, then we suddenly get the scene from the start of The Phantom Pain.
V has awoken.
Yeah, V has come to. He's looking in the mirror. The mid-year cover of Man Who Sold the World is playing as he, like, unravels his bandages in front of the mirror.
Daniel Jackson walks past this room.
He just walks past the room, misses this entirely,
yep.
Yeah.
He's got the
little shrapnel poking out of his head. Yep. He also, at this point, fucking regurgitates a funky gold ring.
He does.
Like, that must have been in there for a while.
Our Gould part owl.
And yeah, he gets his magical ring out and
sorry.
Fuck off.
No, I know where he was keeping the ring.
Yeah. No.
Somewhere where most people wouldn't normally see it in day-to-day action.
Yeah,
no, he wasn't. Day. He wasn't. Fuck you. He wasn't doing that. He puked it out. He wasn't doing that.
he just had some bile and some organs to throw. You know, he just had to be ready to take his cock ring off.
He wasn't doing that.
Yes, he was.
He puked it up. He wasn't doing that.
I mean, so what you're saying is he cocked with the ring that he'd been keeping on his dick, and then he threw it up.
Fuck you.
We're here to ruin your life as much as you are here to ruin ours.
I'm enjoying this now. I'm happy now.
Yay.
So yeah, he's put the actual doctor in the bandages.
Yep.
Hope no one notices this.
Doc Frazier does not notice this.
He will lose his silent assassin rank if he gets noticed. Doing
yeah. This. Doc Frazier, though, does not spot it at first. Doc Frazier's just like, oh.
No.
Oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but we get now
attempt number two.
Yes. Yes, where this squad is like, okay, listen, listen, buddy.
Phoenix Jack Wright has gone away. He's got some more evidence. He's come back with a bit more of a backbone. He's ready to have his second go at questioning the witness. The slightly more exciting music is playing.
Okay, listen. If you let me go, I will Amazon next day delivery ship your friend back to you.
Yeah.
Oh.
She will live. I might die, but you know, it's fine. You'll get rid of me and you'll get your friend back. Good deal? Good deal?
No.
Well, what if I was Sam again?
No.
Jack, let me out. Jack, Jack, please.
No.
This sucks. Jack, help. You gotta believe her.
No.
Jack, Jack.
No.
Jack.
No.
Jack.
No.
No.
No. No. No.
Jack.
No. 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 No.
No.
No. No.
Jack.
No.
No. Yeah, this entire scene is Jack saying no and then leaving.
Yeah. 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 Phoenix Wright is like, I don't think you want to take this plea deal, really. I'm just going to walk out. We'll be back. You'll confess. And we now see the doctor using a non-FDA-approved x-ray device. Like, he tried. He tried the Gould Quadra Tracker to look for the symbiote, but he just had to resort to the more tried and true method of the ring.
Yeah, so Gould 47 is like, I'm sorry, this is definitely not medically approved equipment. You can't just puke out. You can't just puke it out and start using it. Come on.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, we get this small little brief scene of him, like, using his special ring on these guys. And then we just get another prison scene again.
Yep.
Where apparently the prisoner on base can just ask people to come visit.
Yeah, Phoenix Jack Phoenix Wright is not showing up for this interrogation. Instead, Teal Keir will be playing the role of Maya and has grown big naturals just for this scene.
Well, again, that's the thing. It's like this girl is like, can I talk to Teal? And they're like, yeah, sure. Like, huh? They don't get to do that.
They do in this, apparently.
So he's like, come on, hey, Jafar, come on, buddy, come on.
Will you let me go?
No.
We will not let you go. Let me go. We'll not let you go.
We don't need to let you go. We don't need your olive branch.
All right.
We already beat fucking Apophis, his butt, and we're going to do it again.
They'll be back, right, with more ships and angrier people, angrier dudes. Like, they'll have heard. They'll be coming. And you know, besides, hey, Tilk, have you heard of the Toke...
Of the High Elves.
Have you heard of the Toke weed every day?
Oh.
I heard they're reforming the Tokra. Gold hunters or something.
We've run through three different jokes for these guys. None of them quite worked. She says a fucking name that makes Tilk go, Pull some facial acting. The spooky music plays.
My name is Jolinar, and I am an enemy of Apophis.
Yeah, Tilk pulls his, one of his six faces. This means interesting.
No. Christopher Judge is doing great work pulling faces.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Judge is a man of many faces.
Yes, he is.
And a man of many suits. I'm sorry, I'm never going to get over that fucking fit he had at the Game Awards.
It's okay. What? You will get some Tilk fits by the end of this season. I guarantee you we will have more Tilk fits, including him wearing caps to cover his fucking tattoo.
Have you seen, like, you know Hitman 3, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Seven Deadly Sin suits?
No.
Oh, okay, because, like from that DLC, Christopher Judge's fit in the Game Awards was totally just like one of the Seven Deadly Sin suits from Hitman 3.
Oh, fair enough.
It's like it looked like one of those fucking weird ass pattern suits.
I have.
Like the fucking gold pride one.
I have a screenshot I really want to show you, but it's a spoiler for this season.
Alright, don't show it then, bitch.
Alright, I won't.
We've
got like 8 weeks to wait to see it, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and then, we're back at the hospital again,
mm-hmm.
And Gold 47 is using his funky ring on Talia.
Mm.
And it's like, well, she's not going to remember anything now.
Now, Jackson almost walks in on him as well. as he's doing
shit. And then he's like, huh, we're doctor. Anyway.
But Frasier has realized something's up. Hey, you got the blood work? Because she doesn't have access to online hospital or digital results. She has to just get the paperwork of a nurse. It's like,
I mean, currently, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, look, hang on a second. That's not his blood.
That's some funky blood.
That's a different guy's blood.
Yep.
So she rushes in there, pulls the bandages off, and is like, oh, for fuck's sake, that's Dr. Jacobs.
It is Dr. Jacobs.
Which means, but if that's Dr. Jacobs, where's the patient?
The patient? He could be anywhere.
Who's driving this hospital?
Sam is willing to talk now, and Sam, brackets Joel and I, is like, so this is the guy's deal. He's an Asherak. He's here to kill me.
No, not yet.
This scene comes right after that. We do like...
No, it's... Oh, wait, no, you're sorry. You're right. It's that scene. Like, I'm an idiot. Yeah, sorry.
We learn the guy's deal. He's an Asherak. He's a hunter. He's here for Jolinar. He's really mad that
he's
Titans won Guardian Games again.
He's here to fucking kill me. Shut up. He's mad. He's mad. He's so mad at me because I escaped. Apophis attacked our people. We had a battle. I got away. I was hiding on that planet that you guys were on. But he came and found me. He's an assassin here to kill me. I was like, oh shit, this dude is Gord 47.
Yeah.
I mean, it was right.
Yeah. So, once again, we go back to the conference room because we need another fucking scene in the conference room because we blew all the budget and we've got to make a good episode despite that. So let's cover everything we know.
Yeah, let's recap that scene that we just saw again.
So, this is Jolinar. She's part of the Tok'ra, which literally means against Ra with the power of a big blunt.
Yeah, but what if the Gord is lying?
I do not believe so, Daniel Jackson. Because...
What? Okay, he's not lying then.
No. Oh, there you go. Job done.
Yeah, the Tok'ra are many old stories. We believe them legends, but actually we're going to be seeing them popping up a lot from now on. Anyway, don't worry about it.
Oh, fair enough.
But even if this Jolinar is telling the truth, we don't even know what this Asherak looks like.
Eh, don't worry about it. We'll wing it. You're not like he's going to get on base or anything.
Yeah, he wouldn't know that. He wouldn't be able to do that. Anyway, the Asherak is asking the troops why they're taking the patients.
Yep.
I'm sure that's not going to lead to anything.
And their response is, don't worry about it. We're going back where they came from.
Yep.
And it's Daniel's turn.
Yeah, we're sending them to Christmas Island.
And now it's Daniel's turn to talk to Sam, and Sam has a different deal.
Yeah, it's like, first it starts with the same, like, please let me go and I can get you Sam back.
No, she doesn't say that. She says, I can give her back to you. And he's like, I can't trust you about Sam. And she's like, no.
Sharae.
I know where Sharae is.
And then he does the pog face. And he's like, ooh.
My wife, MP3.
My wife.
Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah. Okay, fine. We'll discuss this. We'll have plenty of time to discuss this because it's not like this Asherak is going to be able to get here anytime soon.
I will know his face when he comes to fucking murder me.
Well, it's fine. He's not going to be able to get here. Anyway, so we see Gold 47 in an Air Force uniform hopping in one of the trucks.
Take me to the base, bitch.
Yeah, mind controls the driver to be like, you will take me to the base. You do not need to see my identification.
I swear to God, they need to hire like a professional sissy hypnotist to train everyone on base to resist hypnotism. Like, literally, welcome to the SGC. Here is General Hammond, Jack O'Neill, Sam Carter, Teal Jackson. These are all important figures in the base. And in the back here, this is Mistress Demeanor. She is going to be in charge of your hypnosis resistance patterns.
Well, actually, no, they don't even need to do that. This whole thing could have been stopped immediately after, in this very next scene.
They could, yeah. In the next scene, it should have, like, yeah.
So yeah, So yeah, Daniel's sort of trying to convince them actually we should let Joel and her go.
Yeah.
Because he wants his wife got in peacefully
back. She's not actually an imposter. She is an engineer. I saw her vent. She didn't kill me. She's completely innocent. She's not sus. So it's like, we don't know who else to outlock, though.
Yeah, he had no choice. Joel and I had no choice. He was in a dying host and had to quickly jump to someone.
Yeah, and Carter was just, you know, there. Like, the fact is, Joel and R is really
I'm not married
to this host.
So yeah, like we don't ever trust the Gwald.
Yeah, Jack is very much in his angy.
No, absolutely not.
Jack is embarking on the start of a new character arc that will last a few seasons.
Meanwhile, the Nazjans are arriving.
Oh, nice! Hell yeah!
Yep. Oh yeah, everything's going great.
And yeah, they're all doing. You know, they're scanning everyone in one by one, and then Gwald 47 gets there and is like. And then he just wipes the guy's mind. And apparently that alert isn't, like, base-wide.
Nope.
Doesn't, like, go into lockdown. Doesn't alert anyone.
Nope.
Yeah, no one knows about this. Yeah, it's just sort of blaring quietly in the local area. And, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, this guy just walks through while the alarm is just sounding.
Yeah, I don't get that for a second.
Yeah. It's fine. Sorry about it.
Yeah, and immediately, just immediately, like, goes straight for, like, security room, absolutely just kills everyone in that room.
Yep.
And then is like, there's Joel and Earl.
Yeah, I have found you, motherfucker. It's time to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, sort of, we get a little cut when Hammond picks up the phone and he's like, what was that? The driver doesn't remember driving here?
Yeah, the driver has...
Normally not good.
Yeah, the driver checks himself into hospital and is like, I think someone exposed me to fentanyl. I don't remember what's going on.
Yeah, now Silent Assassin rank has been broken. The alert from, like, Blood Money pops up where it's... and the older games pops up where it's like, they are now... Where it's like, the guards are now looking for a suspicious guard.
Yes.
And, just immediately clocks into Jolinar's cell and is like, hello, I'm here to kill you.
Oh shit, you're here to kill me, fuck!
Yeah, and he's like, no! Your days are numbered, I will be a martyr!
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And now Jolinar is fucking dead.
They are. She is very dead.
Also, like, have you noticed that they automatically do he, him pronouns for all Gwald?
They do, yeah. It's a bit weird.
Which I didn't especially... even ask Joel and all their pronouns. Come on, guys.
Well, there is kind of a reason that will be explained later on in the show.
You don't know Joel and R's gender identity.
No, I don't. And most of the time, whenever we get a flashback, Joel and R is shown as female, so...
Okay, that's weird. Anyway,
yeah, they're misgendering this ghoul. This ghoul has not missed the chance to properly request their pronouns to be respected by the American military and Lockheed Martin.
Didn't fucking misgender Hathor now, did they?
Well, Hathor was a queen, literally. Actually, yeah, that's the thing. Hathor is quite literally a queen ghoul. I mean, as she said, once upon a time...
From us... all others come.
You know? She's quite literally a queen from us. Remember when we watched Aliens?
Yes.
It's like that. Only in...
What you mean you being... What you mean you having lesbian panic?
No, I mean the whole there is a big queen that spawns everything.
No, I think I'm pretty sure I'm remembering the correct thing about you having lesbian panic.
When do I not have lesbian panic? I have three girlfriends in my DMs trying to be like... Hey, Hope.
Hey, Ho.
Get out of my DMs. We're not dating. I don't need girlfriend number four.
So, no, you need girlfriend / boyfriend / partner number four, who is the listener listening to right now.
There is a number four in my life. They are an MB.
No, then
the listener
number
is number five.
Sorry. But don't worry, listener. I have never, ever mentioned any other partners before in this podcast. And if you believe I have, you're lying. And you're misremembering.
What about those two guests we had on?
If you Shut believe you are, I have, yeah,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
lying.
Yeah, the guests are yes. Siren and yes. Storm, your
listener,
boyfriend and girlfriend.
Listener, that Siren is not my... That's not... Neither of those are correct.
Yes, that was the joke. I mentioned the other guests that we've had on that aren't dating you or dating me.
Well, of course, there are no guests dating me because my eyes are only for you, listener.
Listener, I don't need more girlfriends or boyfriends or MBs in my life, but fuck knows how my life is going to go at this rate, so. Ryan
Look,
is single.
They have to be what? Parasocial with someone.
Right.
They have to be parasocial. Whoa. Ryan's not gonna fuck the listener.
Ryan is gonna fuck the listener. Ryan's single.
Wait, whoa.
Once again, the episode goes off the fucking rails, off a cliff into an alien
done
nest.
I've nothing to pull this episode.
Look,
off
I am taking one for the team. Hope you're not gonna fuck the listener. Ryan's not gonna fuck the listener. Someone's gotta do it.
All right, you fuck the listener then. She's quite cute, to be fair. But yeah, something is up. The camera is out, so the rest of you cannot watch Frosty sleeping with Anon.
Okay.
I love you, Anon.
But yeah, we cut to the cell, and Sam isn't doing so good, and some guys are there,
yeah.
And someone is taking Sam's pulse.
Oh, this is my fucking favorite part of the episode. Well, it's not a guy taking Sam's pulse. It's Gould 47 just finishing killing her, and then walking out of the room going, huh, she's dead, while all of the other troops walk in, while also noticing the two dead troops that are in there. And they're like, eh, that's probably not the imposter.
Hmm. Ryan needs to take a phone call, that's fine. But yeah, they literally see random Gajevich, who they do not know, and he's like, she's dead. And they're like, oh shit, we better go find the guy. Not even thinking. Yeah, so they follow Gould Gajevich away, and Jackson, who is jogging down there, is like, I probably know that guy, and carries on into the room.
Yeah, Daniel's like, hey, I know you, immediately gets
oh, yeah, yeah, it. Sorry, no, yeah, it's Teal'c that's jogging to the room, yeah.
Yeah, 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 and then, yeah, is there about, yeah, that, you
then
know,
the guy
hostage.
Shows up in the embarkation
Jack is,
room.
Well, where also Jack is in the infirmary with Frasier and Carter.
Yeah.
They're trying to save her while drink, and they're sort of interspersed with both these scenes going on at the same
yeah.
time. So they're trying to zap her, 47's got Daniel hostage.
Daniel taken hostage counter. Ding.
Then suddenly they notice the runtime of the episode.
Yep.
And this has to be resolved immediately. So Teal'c immediately yippee-ki-yay Mr. Falcon's the situation.
Well,
Teal'c
zaps them both, and because they're holding
yes.
on to each other, the electricity charge passes through both of them, and Daniel falls to the ground like, ow, I'm a little bitch.
Yeah, they're like, well, good thing we've got that guy now. How's Carter doing?
She's dead. Oh, she's alive again. Never mind.
She's alive. Oh my god. The Gould. It sacrificed itself so that Carter could live.
Yep.
Wow.
And then Hammond walks into the room and goes, eh, that was a mistake. Should have let Carter die. I'm going to use the Gould. No, no. And now Carter has the big depressor.
Yeah. Carter is all sad that her friend Joe Leonard died for her, and this will have no long-lasting impact on Carter or the series
yeah,
or anything
whatsoever.
Yeah,
they're going to forget this. They're going to forget this in the next episode,
this will,
aren't they?
This will definitely be forgotten by the next episode.
It's okay. She has her emotional support daughter.
She does, because
just...
Cassandra runs in and is like, Sam! And the episode cuts.
You will now no longer be sad. And then the episode ends.
Yep.
Yep. Episode over.
Is this Cassandra's last appearance? I think it might be. Give me a minute. I think this is... 1997. You won. Cassandra is in four more episodes.
Yeah, and then in the next episode, Frasier finally openly confesses her love for Carter and then dies immediately in a center tower.
Oh, sorry, it's worse. No, I do love the reference. Okay, she is mentioned twice more this season, three times more next season, has an episode in season five. No, wait, technically appears twice this season. Yeah, she's only got two more episodes she's physically present in, and the rest she's either mentioned or in photos.
So, everybody, what were our thoughts on season two, episode two, in the line of Grover House?
I hate you. You're going to title the episode that and no one's going to get it because that bit is going to be relegated to the Patreon.
I'm not going to call the episode that.
Honestly, this is a really good, tense episode. You've got a new twist on the universe. Mm-hmm. But what does it say about the American military? They're shit at fucking internal security.
Oh, yeah.
How bad are they in their job?
Oh, so bad.
Hire a sissy hypno dom to train all your guys to be.
And again, I'm going to say it again. If they find out about this, they're gonna close this program down. And I'm like, as they fucking should.
Well, no, they didn't say they're gonna close it down. They're gonna take Carter and the Gould away for study, like they did with the last one.
But yeah, no, they will close this program down, and they should close this program down. It's terrible. It's bad. They are eternal fuck ups.
They are.
Honestly, actually, maybe they should just fire Hammond. Maybe they just need new management, right?
They should fire new management. I think they should hire this up-and-coming guy. General Mattis, you know, what's the harm?
No, I think they should hire... Oh, fuck, I was going to make a joke, but I've already forgot what that
Yeah, General Mattis, who will not be a blunt instrument... Who will enable the SGC to be effective and calm?
Hold on. I need to open some other notes. They need to hire our new the contractor we've got in temporarily. Her name is Chernoff.
Yes. Yeah. No. They're like opening up the mercenary job market, looking for new commanders. There's some guy called Prigorjian, expert in hammer techniques and bad logistics.
Jack Vander Clark.
Expert in racism in South Africa. Big boss. Expert in South Africa, racism, Metal Gear.
Some guy we found in the back of this truck. His name's Hideo Kojima. Don't know why he's here.
expert in too many things. We should hire that man. fuck me.
Anyway.
Once again, military bad at their job. Good episode of Stargate, which is good because we're going to have three terrible episodes.
Oh, no.
We're going to have SG-1 in prison. SG-1 enters the metaverse. And Daniel Jackson does drugs are the next three episodes.
Hell yeah. I can't wait to see Daniel Jackson play some Second Life.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder what his character's going to be.
He's going to be doing some age play.
No!
And that's the end of the episode.
The vibes have returned to Rancid. The episode has spoiled like spilt milk. We have recorded for an hour and a half on a regular episode. And most of it was bullshit that's only going on Patreon. Hallowed are the Ori. Oh my god, why did we do this?
I love you, Anon. But unfortunately, we do have to part ways with you, Anon.
Yeah.
But if you want to see more of Anon, I love you. And if you want to hear more of our voices, there is a Patreon.
Patreon.com/SGOpodcast. For just $3.50 a month, you can support the podcast, give us some money, and gain access to the extended cut of these episodes, which does indeed contain the slurs, the actionable threats, all of Frosty's slurs are left in on the Patreon. And Ryan just says nothing but slurs half the time.
What?
And all my actionable threats, all on the Patreon.
What?
No, no, it should have been.
Brian, what are you talking about? What are you...
Our lawyer is recommending that you stop right now.
extended cuts, bonus episodes. This month being June, this is releasing technical on the very last day of May. This month's bonus episode will be Evangelion 2.22. You are a lesbian. You are transgender, Shinji.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! That's gonna be another long one.
4-hour recording, baby.
Yeah, this is gonna be this is gonna be the 4-hour podcast about Evangelion that slides.
Yeah, it's the Evangelion that makes you transgender.
Oh no.
So I have once again been Arctisha Frost. You can find me on twitch.tv/ArctishaFrost. You can find me basically nowhere else because I was banned from Twitter.
Yep.
Hey, one day I'll get that fabled Blue Sky invite and they'll let me on there and I can...
Oh, yeah.
And I can join the Eyes Wide Shut party.
Oh,
with,
hell yeah.
Jack Dorsey.
I've been to a few of them. I mean, what?
I can stroke,
yeah, that's
I can,
right.
Yeah, we can stroke Jack Dorsey's beard while he tells us about crypto.
He strokes my beard now, actually.
Ryan just asserting dominance over Jack Dorsey with his much better beard.
I'll fucking do it.
Ryan does have a magnificent beard.
Oh, where may we find the hope?
Where can you find... You want more hope? twitch.tv/HopeFrayerall. As long as I haven't been banned for it. For various reasons.
That you don't need to go into.
Nope. Or at HFrayerall on Twitter. I am in my Yuri posting phase. It's fine. I'm posting quality content.
Here we go.
And if you want to find Ryan,
I exist on this podcast.
What you need to do is you need to check the website of the National Crime Agency.
What?
And you need to look for their list of like wanted people that you need to look out
hang
for.
Hang on a minute.
Find Ryan on there and track him down and call the National Crime Agency if you see him.
Yeah, you need to
see. The thing is, I have no fear of this because I'm not on there.
Yeah, you'll find Ryan on there under the pseudonym of...
Oh, yeah.
Did my bleep work?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm about to be called the Zodiac Killer in a minute. I don't know what's going
on. So, yeah.
That's Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah. A fun little fact before we go.
Ryan's the Unabomber.
No, fun little fact before
okay,
we go. My partner, Imber, and I, we were in London a while back. And we stayed in a hotel there, and our hotel that we stayed at was literally around the corner from the National Crime Agency.
Nice.
Did you go in for a visit?
No, I didn't. They didn't catch me. They didn't get me yet.
Your many crimes against comedy, fashion, and the heterosexual patriarchal norm will go yet unpunished.
Yep. Try and fucking catch me.
Yeah, I'll look forward to June. We're in for a run of 3 bad episodes. And then the rest of the season is brilliant, pretty much.
All right. Thank you all very much for listening. And we will see you again next week.
Bye.
Yay. Bye.
Dom, can you kindly fuck off? You've just ruined everything I was working on.
Someday this war's gonna end.
That was an episode, wasn't it? Well, it was for us, we recorded it. You are enjoying the fruits of our labor. And for just $3.50 a month, you too could enjoy all the fruits of our labor, including our bonus episodes, our extended episodes, and of course, anything we cut that our legal team has to, because it's behind the sacred bond of the paywall. Yes, patreon.com/StargateOversight. Or is it SGO Podcast? I can't remember. It's one of the two. Anyway, this month's bonus for June will be Evangelion 2.22. You are still transgender, Shinji. I can't remember what guests we're having. I don't know if we're getting like my girlfriend or if we're getting Cody back. Well, one of my girlfriends, you know what I mean. Anyway... We'll see you next week for... the next 2 weeks, Frosty was off on leave, and we've got ourselves a very special guest to try and make the best of our times without beloved dictator, Arctisha Frost. I'll see you on the flip side.